Good morning, hello.
Hello. 各位早安。
Glory.
荣耀。
Glory.
荣耀。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
啊，你们都好吧
？How you guys doing?
啊，网络上面的朋友、弟兄姐妹，大家好哈。
Brother and sister online, greeting to you.
啊，感谢主。啊，很高兴能够今天早上又来到这里跟大家分享神的话语，他的话语总是最好的。
It's my honor to come here to share with you the message of God. His word is precious.
今天我们就谨记一个道理，一个真相。
Only one thing that you have to remember today.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loved you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
今天跟大家分享的这个题目哈，做主见证的要诀。
So today my message is keys to being His witness.
让我们先看这个经文哈，在使徒行传，大家可以把你的圣经放到使徒行传。
You can turn your Bible to at the book of Acts.
我们也准备好了哈，经文使徒行传一章八节。
At 1:8。Chapter 1, verse 8.
请大家一起来读哈，我们先读中文，然后我们读英文。
English, Chinese first, and then English.
但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们的必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
当年耶稣他升天的时候，他在地上面给我们最后的话，就是颁布了大使命。
Jesus, on the day he was ascended to the heaven, he commanded to us the Great Commission.
然后当你查考福音书的时候，你会发现大使命其实有两个方面。
If you read the book of gospel, you will see two aspects of the Great Commission.
一个方面呢，就是建立主的门徒。
The first aspect is building up the disciple of Christ.
然后另一方面呢，就是要把耶稣基督这个福音来宣告。
The other one is the announcement of the gospel to all nations.
可惜的就是今天我们当中很多的基督徒在这一方面我可能没有太大的这个肩负大使命的概念。
It's very pitiful that today we disciples of Christ, we don't really follow this command.
为什么呢？就是说很多时候我们以为大使命是属于教会作为一个机构的东西。
Because always we think that this great commission only for the entity or for the church.
所以很多人来说，在他自己的个人的生命里面，没有认真的注意来实行这个使命。
They do not take seriously of this great commission in their own personal life.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你啊，大使命它不是一个建议。
Brother and sister, great commission is not a suggestion.
不是一个请求哈。
The great commission is not a plea.
它乃是一个王命，一个王的命令。
That is a command from the king.
是一个万王之王给予你的命令。
This is command from the King of Kings.
所以我们当中，如果你受洗归于基督的话，大使命就需要是你个人的人生的使命。
So if you are baptized into Christ, baptized in Christ, the Great Commission becomes part of your life.
哎呀，你说我们没有信耶稣之前呢，人生好像没有什么方向，没有什么目标，没有什么使命。
You might think that before converting to, before becoming a Christian, you have no purpose of life.
可接下来信耶稣了以后，突然间他给了我们一个荣耀的使命。
And all of a sudden, after becoming a Christian, and I discovered there's a purpose or there's a mission.Given to me.
人生有了方向，有了目标，有了理想，有了计划。
There's a life, there's a plan, there's a purpose, there's a direction for my life.
所以我告诉你啊，无论你的人生 有什么样的计划，有什么样的梦想，有什么样的目标，都离不开大使命，一定要在它里面。
Whatever purposes, direction, or dream that you have in your life, none of that can be excluded from following the Great Commission.
哦，你知道吗？我碰见过医生，医生对他的病人提出：“哎，我跟你一起祷告，好吧？”
I seldom found a doctor praying with his patients.
甚至有一些医生，他会在他的病人等候的房间里面摆放一些圣经，摆放一些属灵的书籍。
Until I found that some doctors, they also put a Bible and the devotional materials in the doctor's office, in his office.
啊，很多人不知道，我以前是做生意的。
Not many people knows that I used to, I was a businessman.
那我这个以前做生意的时候，我碰见过有一些做生意的人哈。
So when I was a businessman, I met a lot of many businessmen.
他能够就是说他要。支持很多的福音的机构。
So businessmen today are able to support many mission organizations.
就是说让他们要他要参与支持一些福音的资源。
They want to support and provide resources to these mission organizations.
所以弟兄姐妹，大使命必须要是我们的人生的目标的一个部分。
So brother and sister, the Great Commission should be the purpose of our life.
那我们今天要讲的哈，这个题目非常的重要。
So the topic that we're going to share today is very important.
五个要诀。
There are five key points.
好，那五个要诀里面，我们先看的第一个哈。
The first one is Okay, we are Chinese first and then English. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣他提到了神的能力。
So Jesus here mentioned the power of God.
第一个要诀就是我们必须要行在神的能力的当中。
The first key point is we need to have the power of God.
保罗他说什么？他说我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
So what did the Apostle Paul said? He is that my speech and my preaching were not with the power of human wisdom.
乃是用圣灵的大能的明证。
It's not with persuasive word of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the spirit and the power.
保罗宣讲这个福音的时候，他并不是用什么智慧的言语。
So when Apostle Paul preached the gospel,is not by the persuasive word of the human wisdom.
也不是用什么委婉的言语。
It's not by the a persuasive word of human wisdom or the human power.
他说他是用圣灵的大能的明证。
He said it's a demonstration of spirit and the power of God.
哦，这个就是我们今天要学习的地方。
This is the lesson that we have to understand.
为什么呢？我发现很多时候基督徒传福音的时候啊，哈。那首先呢，就是好像畏首畏尾的，就是好像把自己放在一个弱者的一个位置。
Most of the time, I found that when Christians share the gospel, they timidly share the message of the gospel.
就好像是一个推销员，希望他的顾客大发慈悲，帮我买一个保险计划，好吗
？Just like a salesperson selling the gospel, like an insurance salesperson.
很多人传福音的时候，打一开始就已经不相信自己能够成功。
Sometimes we don't really believe what we share as we share the gospel.
因为你一开始你已经断定了，哎，这个人不可能会信的。
Because first of all, you already determined that this person won't believe.
是不是？
Sometime.
太多的时候，太多的时候，我们不敢去传，不敢去说，这个人不会相信的。
Most of the time, we don't want to share the gospel because we already predetermined, we already assume that this person won't believe.
就好像你宁愿相信这个人的信息多么的硬，你宁愿相信魔鬼的能力是多么的大，也不能够相信原来福音有更大的能力。
We believe that the power of the power of Satan is even greater than power of God, and you don't really believe that this person can become a Christian.
哦，弟兄姐妹啊，我们要为主做见证，首先就需要相信神的能力。
The first of all, we need to believe in the power of God when we like to share the gospel.
相信圣灵的大能。
Believe in the power of the Holy Ghost.
首先就相信你靠着那加添给你力量的凡事都能做。
You need to believe that you can do all things in the power that God has, has given to you.
越是困难带领他信的人，我就更加要去。
The more difficult someone is to accept the gospel, the more I need to put the effort to share the gospel until he believes.
因为我要看到更大的荣耀。
Because I want to see the even greater glory.
第一个为主做见证的要诀就是行在神的能力的当中。
The first key point in sharing the gospel is walking in the spirit and power of God.
基督徒为主做见证的时候，要保持在圣灵充满的状态里面。
So when we become the witnesses for Jesus, for God, we need to be in the presence and work together with God.
哦，我们是按照圣灵的能力来宣讲天国的福音。
We are sharing the gospel according to the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以无论你是用什么的方式来为主做见证
，No matter what kind of methodology that you are using。
总是看着你自己的一举一动都是在神的灵的底下。
Every action of your personal, every action from out of your innermost being is all demonstration of his power.
你要首先看着你自己这个人就是有神的能力在里面。
First of all, you need to believe that Jesus, this power of the Holy Spirit is coming upon you.
我现在按照爱行出去了。
Now I go forward, I goTo act on it.
所以我踏出去的时候，我就是踏在神的能力底下。
So we believe when I move one step forward, I believe I'm in the power of the God, in power of God.
耶稣说，我就参与你们同在。
Because Jesus said that I'm with you always.
当别人听你说话的时候，就是从你口所说出去的话，也带着神的能力。
When people listen to your word, they can.Sense the power of the Holy Spirit in your word.
当别人看着你的眼睛的时候，就是在你的眼神当中也发放出去神的能力。
When people look into your eye, they will see there's a power, there is a lightning power coming out from your eyes.
当别人垂头丧气的时候，就是你在他肩膊上面轻轻地拍他一下。
When people are in despair, there's a time that you pat on his shoulder and give the encouragement.
你就是看着这轻轻的一拍，神的能力也要释放出去。
And you believe that there is a power when you're patting on this person's shoulder, there's a power coming out from you.
你首先就要相信。
First, you need to believe.
要别人相信你的福音。
If you want other people to believe in the gospel you preach,
你首先就需要相信这个福音是有能力的。
First, you need to believe there's a power in this gospel.
哦，你要相信这个福音是有能力的话。
If you believe that this gospel is with power,
首先就允许这个福音先改变你自己。
First, you need to allow this gospel to transform your life.
这个福音首先要改变我们的自我形象。
First and foremost, this gospel should transform our own life.
看着你自己是一个有能力的人
，so that you can be a power, you be a person with God's power.
哦，我是行在神的能力里面。
And then I work in His power.
Amen.
Amen.
然后呢，第二个要诀
，the second key point is，
我们一起来读哈，
Let's read together.
马可福音，我们一起来读哈， 1、2、3。 必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take out serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it would by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
马可福音十六章的经文对很多的信徒来说又熟悉又陌生。
So Mark 16 is familiar to some Christian, but not to most of people.
熟悉的就是这句话呢，它是耶稣颁布大使命的时候同时间说的。
This is a word that Jesus gave to his disciples at the same time he announced the Great Commission.
但很多人对这个很陌生的，就是因为毕竟他没有遇见过需要赶鬼啊。
Because we don't really, really meet someone demon possessed.
也没有说方言的经历啊。
And then we don't have the experience to speak in new tongues.
更加不会喝什么有毒的东西吧。
And then even we don't have the chances to drink anything deadly.
所以这个东西很陌生了哈。
So we're so unfamiliar with all these details.
哦、oh, ，我告诉你哈，你只在这段话的里面，你首先要认定的其中一个最重要的事情。
There's one key thing that you need to remember in this passage.
弟兄姐妹，你注意，耶稣说：“奉我的名字。”
You need to pay attention that Jesus here said, in my name.
大家一起来说，奉我的名字。
In my name.
奉耶稣基督的名字。
In Jesus' name.
在今天这个，我们今天二十一世纪的这个世界里面，几乎奉耶稣名字这个话，虽然人都会说甚至于你可能每天早午晚三餐都会说一遍。
In this 21st century, saying in the name of Jesus could be very familiar to most of people. Even sometimes, you can repeat in the name of Jesus a couple of times a day.
但对很多很多人来说，这个话里面你能够理解的、能够操作的，很多人不理解当中的意义。
The many people.Do not really understand the insight, the deeper insight of this phrase in the name of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们要传福音，我们要做见证，我们首先要行在主的能力的里面。
So we already know that in order to preach the gospel, share the gospel, we need to walk in His power.
但有时候我们需要操作主的权柄。
But sometimes we need to practice, we need to act out his authority.
所以为主做见证，第二个要诀就是。
So the second secret of being the witnesses for Jesus Christ is.
哎，过了，行使你的权柄。
Is to exercise authority.
我跟你讲一个故事哈。
Let me tell you a story.
真实的故事。
It's a true story.
许多年前有一次我去探望一个病危的病人哈，快要死。
Many years ago, I went to visit a patient who is almost passing.
那我一心的要想向他传福音哈。
So I have intention to share the gospel to him.
你知道不知道？有时候传福音你会碰到阻力的，有难阻的哈。
So sometimes you will have a you will encounter difficulties when you have intention to share the gospel.
我一心要向这个病人传福音，没想到他的儿子突然间就跑出来拦阻。
All of a sudden, this patient's son came out and then blocked me from sharing the gospel.
很冰冷的，很不客气的说，他睡觉了，你不要打扰他。
So he doesn't want me to disturb him.
一句话就把我拒于门外。
And then he reject me to come to visit him and to do anything to him.
我的不好，心里面不好受哈，就这样被人家赶出来。
So I didn't feel good when people cast me out
那我回到车上面，我就是其实不愿意离开。
But when I went back to my car, I didn't want to leave.
我心里面很不服气。
I not feel good.
我心里面想这个病，因为这个人我知道他快要死了。
Because I know this person is dying.
我在车里面待了一会儿，然后我又跑出来。
So I came out from my car again.
然后有一股能力在里面，哈，冒起来。
So there's a power coming from inside out.
哦，弟兄姐妹，爱的能力是真实的。
There's a power. There's the power of love.
我的手指，我就这样指着，用我的手指着这个病人的房屋。
So I point to the house of this patient.
我就这样指着他的房屋，我大声的喊叫。
So I point to the house of this patient and then shout to this house.
撒旦，你再不能够抓住这个病人。
Satan, lose your control on this patient.
我现在说你不能够再拦阻我。
So I now announce that you cannot block me.
我下一次来的时候，我必定能够进去。
I can go in on my own.
我奉耶稣基督的名字宣告，所有魔鬼，你在这个病人身上一切的工作都要撤销。
So I exercise the authority, all the power of the Satan on this patient should be canceled.
你再不能够在他身上有任何的作为。
You have no authority on this patient.
然后我就回到车里面。
And then I went back to my car.
主啊，恳求你打开一个门，让我下一次来的时候，我必定能够进去。
So I asked the Lord to open the door, open the way for me, in order I can go into this house again next time.
过了两个星期
，After 2 weeks,
我又有机会去探望这个病人。
So I have one more chance to go to visit this patient.
啊，神让他没有死，哈，还能够等得到再去。
He's still alive by the time I went to visit him.
结果呢，上一次凶巴巴的那个儿子，不要把我赶走的那个儿子又来了。
Yeah, but unfortunately, the furious, very furious son that I encountered last time show up again.
那你猜这一次他是怎么样？
So can you imagine what would be his reaction?
哇，完全不一样的一个人。
But this time his reaction is just totally different.
哇，他带着一个笑脸打开门迎接我，啊，你快进来吧。
So he opened the door and welcomed me with a smiling face.
他在睡觉，哦，不要紧，吵醒他吧。
He's still sleeping, but it's okay. You come and just wake him up.
Oh, 我告诉你，这就是权柄。
So let me tell you, this is authority.
这就是行在神的能力底下，操作耶稣的名字的权柄。
This is authority that you exercise under the name of Jesus Christ, under God's names.
我们必须要懂得什么是权柄。
So we need to understand what authority is.
要懂得行使你在基督里面的权柄。
We need to exercise that authority in Jesus.
所以你必须要明白。
So you need to understand.
当耶稣说奉我的名字。
When Jesus said in my name.
他就是需要你在地上面来替他来操作他的权柄。
This is what he wants you to represent him to exercise this authority on earth.
不是他去赶鬼了。
It's not him casting out the demons.
不是他去手按病人了。
It's not him laying hands on the sick.
因为他走了，他不在地上面了。
He's no more on this earth, but he's now up in heaven.
但你就是他的手。
And you are his hand.
乃是你去。
You go.
你去手按病人。
You go and lay hands on the sick.
现在是你去赶鬼。
Now it's time for you to go and casting out demons.
我能做到吗？
Can I do that?
是耶稣的名字做得到。
No, I can't do that, but in the name of Jesus, I can.
但现在是你代表耶稣作为他在地上面的代表来行使他的权柄。
So you are the representative of Jesus on earth to exercise his authority.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你什么是权柄。
Brother and sister, let me tell you what authority is.
权柄就是在你，如果你在国内当中有一个伯父，他要死的时候。
If someone among you is dying,
你对还没有信主的爸爸说，我们一起来为他祷告，奉耶稣基督的名字，神会延续他的生命。
So you can pray in the name of Jesus with exercise authority that let God continue his life on this earth.
他不会死去。
And he won't die.
他能够等得到你回去探望他。
You can pray until you have a chance to go back to visit your papa, even though he is dying.
我们奉耶稣基督的名字祷告。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
神啊，求你延续这个人的生命。
Lord, you prolong the life of this person.
神听你的祷告吗？
Will God listen to your prayer?
当然听啊，因为我是奉耶稣基督的名字。
Definitely yes, of course, because we pray in the name of Jesus.
他说你奉我的名字，无论求什么。
Because Jesus promised that whatever you ask in my name,
他说你是他的门徒。
He said you are his disciple.
你是一个祭司。
You are the priest.
在地上面有一个祭司操作耶稣的权柄，神当然要听。
So, there is a priest that exercises his authority on this earth. Definitely, Jesus in heaven will listen.
It is the will of God to save all men.
因为这是神的心意，想要拯救万人。
他听的。
He listened.
结果呢？本来医院说只剩下三天能活了，可能就这几天。
So the doctor in the hospital announced that only 3 more days for Papa to survive.
后来呢？拖了一个多月。
But delay for another month.
他就是死不了。
And then he didn't die.
我还不能够，还没有时间跟你讲接下来的更奇妙的事。
So I have no chance to. I would like to share with you the more amazing thing afterward.
我们不但见证了耶稣的能力，我们见证了耶稣的怜悯。
Not only we witness the power of God, power of Jesus, but also His mercy.
哦，但是我们就需要操作他的权柄。
All of us need to exercise His authority.
什么是权柄？权柄就是当你有一个亲人出了交通意外。
What's authority? Authority is when your relative encountered accidents, car accidents.
送到医院的时候，医院说救不了了，没救了。
When he or she or they on the way to the hospital and no more chance to survive.
你说能救，因为我奉耶稣的名字为他祷告。
You say he can be saved if I pray in the name of Jesus.
后来医院里面说，哎呀，救回来也可能终身残废。
But even though we save him, save his life, he still he will become disabled, handicapped.
当众人都在慌乱的时候，都在难过的时候
，when all people are sad,
都在绝望的时候
，and in despair.
你身在千里以外
，when you are far away,
你带着耶稣的平安。
You bring the peace of Jesus,
你就跟对方的家人说
and then you speak to the family members of this person.
你只需要把电话的话筒，那个时候还没有手机，你只需要把电话的话筒放在他的耳边，让我告诉他耶稣这个名字。
Okay, put the phone over his ear and I will tell him the name of Jesus.
然后我会告诉他耶稣这个名字，耶稣必定能够帮他，必定能够救他的。
I will tell him the name of Jesus, and I assure him that this name of Jesus can help him.
对方说不行啊，他已经昏迷了，不能够听你说什么呀。
And the other side said, oh, this person already becomes conscious. He couldn't listen to your word.
可你就是那个爱就冒出来。
But at that moment, that love just come from inside out of you.
那个平安就散发出来。
And you will feel that peace coming out from you.
你就行在神的能力的里面。
That's the time that you work in the power of God.
你说不，我无论如何把这个话筒放在他的耳边，我要在他耳边宣告耶稣这个名字。
No matter how, put the phone over his ear, and I will announce and declare the name of Jesus over his ear.
你一句话放出去
，When you announce that word，
你把一个真理放出去
，You actually declare the truth.
耶稣要救你
God is going to save you.
我奉耶稣基督的名字，现在把神的生命、神的祝福宣告给你知道。
I speak the name, the power, and the blessing of God in the name of Jesus to you.
你必定能活。
You will be alive.
这就是权柄。
That is authority.
这就是行在神的能力里面来操作主的权柄。
That is an exercise we practice in the power of God.
结果呢，医院说已经没救的人，后来他自己能够呼吸。
So when the hospital announced that nothing they can do to save him.
本来医院说这个人医好了以后也要终身残废了。
The hospital said that even though we save his life, he would be handicapped or disabled for the entire life.
结果呢，用不了一段时间，一段小时间用了拐杖之后就不需要了。
So, the cane, the helping cane. Afterwards, he need that one, and afterwards, maybe he just put it away.
因为有一个天国的使节。在那里行使耶稣基督名字这个权柄
，because there's a person exercising the authority of the name of Jesus on the earth at that time。
我们又见证了耶稣是医治，耶稣是拯救。
So we witness that Jesus is a savior and also a healer。
我告诉你，为主做见证，不是说你来跟我一起做一个罪人的祷告。
So being a working the power of God is not like, oh, come and we pray the decision prayer to follow Jesus.
很多人的概念就只是永远只是哎，我要带他一起来祷告。
So most of people just think that the only thing I can do is to pray with him.
祷告是好啊。
It's good to pray together.
但我们不能够只是停留在那个概念里面，就是只需要带他祷告。
It's not only that we lead him into the prayer, not only up to that point.
行使你的权柄
exercise the authority.
然后呢，我们还有最重要的一个是什么
？So what's another important thing?
大家一起来先读中文，然后英文哈。
Chinese and English.
一二三，并要在耶路撒冷。犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
So you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria.
耶稣对他的门徒说，要做他的见证是需要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
So Jesus said, if you want to be my witnesses, you will be my witnesses first in Jerusalem, then Judea and Samaria.
那这个我们要从两个方面去理解的。
We need to understand this verse from two aspects.
首先呢，第一个我们要理解的就是这个，就是说你必须要走出去。
The first thing is you need to go out.
从耶路撒冷到犹太全地到撒玛利亚。
From Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria.
哦，这是一个走出去的行动啊。
This is an action to go out.
为什么我们要强调这个走出去啊
？Why we so emphasize on going out？
因为我们今天是活在一个以个人为中心的一个文化。
Because we are living in a very individualistic culture。
每一个人都有一个手机哈。
We all have one personal cell phone。
打从这个个人的手机发明以后，我告诉你，所有一切都改变了。
Since the invention of the smartphone, everything changed。
那其中一个就是所有的一切都变得很个人化。
So one of things is a lot of things become very individual.
慢慢下来，我告诉你，我们今天最普遍的毛病是什么
？So little bit by little bit, what would be the problem at the end?
我们今天最大的问题就是，很多时候人就是活在自己的一个小小的世界的里面。
The biggest problem that we encounter today is we living in our own comfort zone,
就只是活在自己的世界里面。
We live in our own world.
每一个人好像就是各自各的活在自己的一个孤岛里面。
We live on our own personal island.
因为我们拿着手机，我们就自得其乐了。
So we enjoy ourselves by holding on our cell phone and then enjoy ourselves.
哦，弟兄姐妹啊，做耶稣的见证是一个，这个是一个拯救灵魂的行动啊。
So being a witness for Jesus Christ is the action to save.
你当真于去，你当真的要去拯救一个人哈，要你要去，这个是需要走进他的世界的，有时候。
If you want to save a soul, a person, you need to go into his world.
在一个社交网络里面，随便的留一个言，留一个信息，好，那是多么的容易。
It's very easy to leave a text message in the social media. Through the social media, you leave a text, you text a message.
随便的在哪里打一个招呼，点一个赞，哎，多么的方便。
So you just send any kinds of greeting or the praise through the social media. It's very easy.
Like.
Zang, zang, zang. 点赞，点赞，点赞。
哇，好容易。
It's easy, very easy.
可真正要走进别人的世界里面的时候。
But it's pretty much very difficult to work.To step into other person's world.
你要走进另外的一个人的世界里面，那是完全另外一个事。
This is another story. If you want to walk into another people's story,
我告诉你为什么？我告诉你为什么？因为我们都习惯了，大家都很习惯了给自己一个最标准的理由。我很忙啊，我赶时间啊，我还有很多的事情啊。
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. The only excuse that we always use to say is that I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm busy.
在耶路撒冷
，in Jerusalem，
那就是在自己熟悉的环境。
That is in the area that you're familiar with。
好，自己熟悉的世界里面。
You are living in the region that you're familiar with。
到犹太全地
，and your Judea，
那就是说。跑到身边的是我身边的 我认识的人，我甚至于我可以跟他称兄道弟的朋友。
It refers to maybe to our friends, relatives, the people that are around me that I know of.
诶，然后更要去撒玛利亚。
And then to Samaria.
你知道那是什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
当年的犹太人啊，是不会跟撒玛利亚的人来往的。
At that time, there's no relationship, there's no association between the Samaritans and the Judea.
他们是彼此仇恨的，彼此厌恶的。
The Jewish people, there's a hostility between the Jewish people and the Samaritans.
Very hostile toward one another.
他们之间是非常有仇恨的。
可耶稣说：“现在你不要躲在耶路撒冷自己熟悉的地方。”
But now Jesus said, "You don't hide yourself or stay in your own comfort zone."
要走出去。
You need to go out.
走到犹太全地，到你身边你熟悉的亲戚朋友。
Go to the people that you know, your relative and your friends around you.
Oh yeah, 但你不要停在哪里呀、啊，拜托。
But don't stop there.
你要继续走出去。
You need to continue and continue and go out.
到哪里呀、啊、
？To where?
哦，进入那些我不喜欢的人。
You need to enter to the place where people don't like you.
哈、huh, ，那些可能他不喜欢我的人。
Maybe the person that they don't like me or I don't like them.
啊、我。我们每一个人都有的，在你的工作里面，你的公司里面，你办公的地方，总有一些人，你看他不顺眼，他看你不顺眼。
Definitely, you have someone that you don't like, or in your workplace.
可现在是耶稣说，你要进入他们的世界里面。
But Jesus said you need to go into the world.
这是什么一回事啊
？What's the problem here? What's the matter here?
这就是爱的推动啊！
That is the driving power of love.
爱的推动
Love.
一切的全福音，一切为主做的见证，需要的就是从爱发出去。
all the energy, the effort, or desire to share the gospel to witness is coming out from your love.
哦，弟兄姐妹，你知道的，有时候你嘴里面你嘴里面可以说得很漂亮。
Sometimes you can speak well through your mouth.
啊，说得很有道理。
And then you can tell the truth beautifully through your mouth.
可别人就是不愿意听你的。
But people just don't want to listen to you.
为什么呢？我告诉你为什么。
What is the problem? People don't listen to you.
因为他要听的，他要最终要答应要听的，不单单是你所讲的话。
Not only he want to hear what you say.
他更多的就是他要听你这个人啊。
The more they want to know is your person, you this person.
对不？
Is you.
然后他说，
Is that right?
我为什么要听你啊？
The people will say, why should I listen to you?
你这个人有什么好呢？
What's good about you that I need to listen to you?
有什么不同吗？
What's different of you?
为什么我要听你啊？
Why should I listen to you?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要需要有爱的行动来配合我们的见证。
So we need to have the action of love in together with our desire to share the gospel.
你在那边撒种，撒种，撒种，撒种。
When you sow the seed, sow the seed, sow the seed.
这个种是好的。
This seed is good.
Amen.
Amen.
这个种子是好的。
This seed is good.
无论你的种子是多么的好，你撒种之前呢，它需要有一个松土的行动。
No matter how good this seed, you need to have a good soil for your seed to sow on.
那这个松土就是说要把这个人的心要打开呀。
So you need to walk on this person's heart. It means that you need to walk on his soil, his heart.
所以我们就是说，哎，对啊，他是心很硬啊，但是神的爱更厉害。
Yes, definitely. You discover that his heart is so is hardened, but God's power is even more powerful than how hard his heart is.
永远就是爱能够打动那个心，能够打开来。
It's always the power of love that moves the person's heart.
那弟兄姐妹，爱有两个方面的。
There's two aspects of love.
爱总是有情感的一方面的。
There's an emotion in love.
好，我们知道爱有行动的一方面。
We know that there's action in love.
啊，但是它也有情感的一方面。
There's also have an emotional part in love.
所以首先我们是否总是，啊，是否我们总是要给别人带来一些阳光的能量，正能量哈。
So we need to give a positive energy to people that we associate with.
给别人一些温暖的感觉。
We need to have a heartwarming feeling to people.
哦，我们为耶稣做见证的这个人，自己首先就是有耶稣的样式。
First, we need to have to live out the Christ example in our life first.
因为我是带着耶稣的模样出去。
Because I am the representative.Of Jesus Christ.
所以我们常常都提醒自己是需要有芥末的一个操练。
So we need to exercise to have a Christ-likeness in our life.
什么样的操练呢？
What kind of exercise or practice?
那就是常常留意着自己哈。
Always pay attention to yourself, examine yourself.
究竟别人从我身上是感到冷漠呢，还是感到温暖呢？
Do they feel the heart warming from my appearance or from my actions?
当别人 看见我的时候，他们是看见什么的天气吗？
But, what kind of weather they would they see when they look at me?
他们看见我的时候，他们是看见打雷吗？
Would they see the thunderstorm? Would they see me?
他们会看见下雨天了吗？
They see the lightning or is it raining when they see me? What kind of weather they will see from me?
还是他们会看见阳光啊？
Or they will see the sunny day.
哇，这个人就是不同啊！
Oh, this person is just very different.
我是可以听他的。
Okay, I can listen to him, but he's different.
那爱当然他有他的行动的 ，Amen.
So there's action in love.
爱永远是给出去的。
A love is always giving way.
我再说一遍，爱永远是给出去的。
Love is always a given way.
约翰福音三章十六节，很多人不知道原文真正的意思是什么。
So John 3:16, most of people don't really understand the deeper meaning or true meaning of the John 3:16.
很多人的理解就是说，神爱世人爱到一个程度啊，爱的那么的厉害，他愿意给他的独生子给他们。
People always think that God so loved the world, He loved it so loved until He gave His only begotten Son.
我告诉你，原文不是这个说法的。
In the original meaning of this 3:16,
不是这个意思的。
Not really give us this kind of meaning.
原文是说神是这样的爱。
The true, the original meaning is, God to really love.
他爱的方式是这样，他是这样的爱世界的人。
This is how God showed His real love. This is how He showed His true love.
This is how He loved.
This is how he love. 这是他如何爱？
怎么爱啊
？How to love？
他是怎么爱？他把他的独生子赐给他们，给他们。
How to love？ He loved by giving his only begotten son.
爱就是给出去。
So love is given away.
爱永远是给出去。
As always, love is always given away.
当你开始学会从你的孤岛走出去的时候。
When you willing to step out of your comfort zone, your small, your island,
你走进别人世界的时候
，when you step into another person's world,
哦，弟兄姐妹带着怜悯哈
，and then you step into the world with the mercy, with mercy.
你就开始留意着别人有什么需要
，you will discover and realize what they need.
哦，开始关注他有在哪里受伤了。
So you will start realizing what kind of trauma he's experiencing.
然后慢慢下来，你会发现原来呢，要帮助别人是需要细心的。
So you discovered that you realize that you need to be, you need to be very caring.
原来帮助别人是需要寻找机会的。
So in order to help other people, you need to look for the changes how to help.
到最后来呢，你甚至于学会，哎呦，原来帮助别人啊，是需要我主动的创造机会呀。
So at the end, you discover that in order to help other people, you know, you understand, you realize that you need to take an initiative to create the opportunity or change.
哦，弟兄姐妹，拯救一个灵魂很宝贝的。
This is very precious to save a soul.
是需要功夫的
That's need to put the effort
是需要工作的
need to work on
耶稣说你知不知道耶稣在启示录里面最后的一卷书里面耶稣最后的一句话他说什么他说我必快来
So you know that the last word that Jesus said in the book of Revelation He said I will be coming soon
然后他说中文的翻译不对的然后他说我按照个人所行的、所做的功来奖赏他们。
So he said that I will reward those according to I will reward according to the work that you've been doing.
是按照他们所做的功
according to their work
来犒赏他们。
To reward them according to their work.
什么工作啊
？What kind of work?
当然就是大使命了。
That is.The Great Commission.
当然就是拯救灵魂了。
Of course, that is, saving lost, the lost.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这个是荣耀的使命。
Brother and sister, this is a glorious commission.
一个真正传福音的人，他总是常常随意的、随时的帮助别人的。
A true gospel sharer is willing to help people.
也正是因为这个缘故啊，他这个人本身就是别人心目中的福音。
So this person actually become the gospel of another person. He himself become the gospel of another person.
然后呢，耶稣还说什么
？So what else did Jesus said?
大家一起来，一二三，直到地极
，and to the ends of the earth.
耶稣说：“你要做他的见证，直到地极。”
So Jesus said, "You need to be his witness to the ends of the earth.
那很多时候我们今天读到这里的时候，很多人都会马上联想到，哦，耶稣说福音要传遍天下，然后呢，末期就来到了。
So whenever people look at this verse, it will remind them of another verse, is that when the gospel of the kingdom will preach to the whole earth, and Jesus will come.
那不知不觉之间呢，很多人对这个经文的理解啊，就归纳了，就停留在哦，耶稣的福音在末世的时候呢，是很兴旺的。
So people will think that the gospel of Jesus will be flourish all the earth when at the end.
然后呢，看着哇，现在你看见福音很兴旺了，快跑到世界很多的每一个角落啦。
So you now see the gospel is advancing more and more throughout all the earth.
那耶稣快要回来啦。
That means that Jesus is coming back soon.
但他就是始终没有能够看见这个直到地极到底跟他自己本人有什么关系。
But never he see the relationship between this to the end of the earth to himself. What's the relationship between? Never see the relationship between.
哦，弟兄姐妹，我告诉你啊，很多的时候，当你带着一大堆神学观念去看圣经的时候，你会把很多很重要的东西都错过了。
Normally, we use a different theology when we look at the verse, but we miss the important point.
直到地极对我们每一个人来说都有莫大的关系。
To the ends of the earth is very important to all of us here.
你留意耶稣是对着他的门徒来说这个话。
You know that this actually is a command from Jesus to his disciple.
然后这句话同样也是今天对你说的。
And this verse also speaks to you today.
因为你是他的门徒啊。
Because you are his disciple.
你是跟随耶稣吗？
Because you are following Jesus.
啊，你要做耶稣的见证的话，我告诉你，直到地极就是一个属于你的号目。
So if you are disciple of Christ and following Jesus, this to the ends of the earth is have a close relationship to you. That is for you.
所以我今天我问你这个问题哈。
So now today I ask you a question.
你有没有直到地极那个胸襟和大志？
Do you have a that vision to the ends of the earth?
有那个胸襟吗？
That kind of a vision or desire.
直到地极的胸怀你有没有？
Do you have that desire or vision to the ends of the earth?
直到地极那个大志你有没有？
You have that kind of determined will to the ends of the earth.
哦，弟兄姐妹，要求他给啊。
So you need to ask him to give you that determined will.
求他来给。
Ask him to give you that desire.
我告诉你，这首先就是关乎耶稣他所吩咐的。你要举目向天观看。
This is how Jesus commanded to his said to his disciple, "Look, the harvest is full."
他说：“我告诉你们，举目向天观看，庄稼已经熟了。”
He said unto you, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields."
太多太多的人今天只一味顾着看着自己的世界，看着自己的孤岛。
Many people look at his own self, his own island, his own comfort zone, but they don't look out.
他们没有看出去，因为他们是看着自己的需要。
They don't look out because they only look on their own need.
看着自己的享受。
They look on their own comfort.
关注着自己的喜好。
They care about more themselves.
担忧着自己的需要。
And their own need.
可耶稣的吩咐是说，你要看的是外面。
But Jesus' command is you need to lift up your eyes and look out.
你需要往哪个方向来观看啊？
What direction you need to look out?
他说你需要向田观看。
He said you need to look on the fields.
哦，原来我们要看着的不是我的需要。
So what we not the need that we always look on.
不是我的喜好
It's not my hobbies.
原来我们要观看着，就是那一片等着你要看着那一片等着你去耕种去收割的田啊。
What you need to look on is the field you need to plow to sow the seed.
我告诉你，在你生命里面就总有一些人，他除了你以外，没有另外一个人能够向他传福音。
Definitely in your life, there's one person, there's no other people can share, but only you.
一切你的需要
，all the need，
一切你的喜好
，all your hobbies，
神都在观看着。
God sees everything in you.
我说神在看着。
I said God is seeing.
他在看着，我不需要看呐。
God is seeing. I don't have to really look.
我让他看着就好了。
Let him look.That is okay. They'll be fine. Just let him look at you.
他看着你的需要。
He look at your need.
他看着你的喜好。
He look at your hobbies.
然后他说，你就只需要看着我为你准备好的那些田呀。
So how about the field that I already prepared for you?
那在这个举目向田观看哈。
So in this verse, lift up your eyes and look on the fields.
弟兄姐妹，举目是什么意思啊
？Do you know what's the meaning of lifting up？
举目的意思就是说，你要把你的眼睛张开来。
The lifting out your eye means that you need to open your eye。
哦，是大大的把你的眼睛张开来。
It's open your eye. Yeah, wide.
当你把你的眼睛张开来的时候，让你的视野也给扩大了。
When you open your eye, you widen your eye. It really widen your horizon.
当你的眼睛真正张开来看的时候
，When you really open your eye,
你的视线就开始更广阔了。
Your vision is expanded.
我告诉你，就能够带着一种超越的视线。来去看外面有收割的庄稼
，so you can see the harvest beyond your eyesight.
我鼓励大家，弟兄姐妹
，so I encourage you, brother and sister.
必须要开阔你的眼界
，open our eyes, wide broaden your horizons.
我在说开阔你的眼界
，let me say again, broaden your horizons.
然后按照一个继续。阔阔的视野去怀抱一个远大的梦想一个伟大的理想
So with your widened horizon go and embrace the dream that is put on you
因为要收的庄稼很大
Because the harvest field is so massive
对当年的门徒来说
，For the disciple at that time，
在他们跟随耶稣之前呢
，Before they followed Jesus Christ，
大部分的他们从来没有离开过自己的家门超过三天的路程。
They never set off. They never walk a three days distance from their house.
为什么？因为他们是活在一个很小的、很小的一个地方啊。
3 days walking distance from their house because they always live in a very small area or small region, so never step out of the region more than 3 days of walking distance.
弟兄姐妹，那个是什么时代啊
？So what kind of times they are living in?
那个是一个没有汽车的年代啊。
This is the days without car and
没有飞机的年代啊。
This is the days without aeroplane.
那是一个没有收音机的年代。
There was a time without radios.
更不用说没有网络了。
Definitely, at that time, you won't find internet.
哦，我告诉你啊，所谓直到地极哈，对他们来说简直就是不可思议的事。
This is really incomprehensible to them when they hear this phrase to the ends of the earth.
耶稣对他们的鼓励。
Encouragement Jesus gave to them,
主要就是让他们要知道，要向远处来观看。
is to ask them to look wide, far.
让他们扩大他们的视野，把他们的目光超越他们所以为的地平线。
Broaden their horizon and beyond their eyesight and see something beyond that.
弟兄姐妹，这个是我们今天的挑战。
So this is a challenge to us today.
你需要有伟大的梦想。
You need to have a great dreams.
需要有广阔的视线。
You need to have a widened, a broadened horizon.
你能够有。为什么你能够有啊？
You are possible to have all this.
因为你有一个很大的神。
Because you have a great God.
神可以为你打开大大小小不同的平台。
God is able to open for you different platforms.
神愿意为你打开大大小小不同种类的门。
God is able to open different kinds of many doors for you.
我告诉你，如果你能够尽心尽意尽力的去爱他的话，
If you can love him with all your soul, your strength, your mind, all your all your souls.
我看见现在有很多人都在做了。
I know that many people are doing this.
就是你用心的去炮制一个视频放在 YouTube 那里。
I see that people really put the effort to put on to upload the YouTube move on YouTube video on the YouTube channel.
They produce it themselves.
他们自己制作。
制作，炮制自己炮制一个视频。
They produce their own video.
神能够把你的声音发放到中东那边，发放到泰国那边，发放到穷苦的南美洲那边。
So your voice can go out to the Africa, to the Middle East, and even to the very end of the earth.
如果你有一个孩子，你家里面有一个孩子很喜欢画画的话，
If you have a child.Or you keep like painting or drawing.
你可以鼓励他，对他，哦，鼓励他去把他的作品来变成一个儿童书籍。
So you can encourage him to use his own art, a piece to become a children book.
对，你知道吗？现在在这个 Amazon 哈。
You know that now in Amazon.
在那个。Amazon 中文是什么？
亚马逊。
亚马逊啊，在你知道吗？现在在 Amazon 啊，有很多人都在自己弄那些儿童的书籍啊。
You see, a lot of people now is working on the children book.
因为这个有这个市场嘛。
Because there's a market.
你有一个喜欢画画的儿子孩子，你鼓励他，鼓励他，你就专门鼓励他，哎，你要不要？编一个耶稣的福音的故事，用你的话来编出来啊。
So if your kid is like drawing or painting, do you encourage him to use his painting skill to share the gospel by painting or picturing Jesus' gospel?
你祷告神
，pray to God，
他能够在 Amazon 里面为你开设一个平台。
So he will use Amazon to open the gospel platform for you.
你的孩子的作品可以卖到日本，可以卖到苏联。
Your kid art pieces, many pieces of your kid art pieces can be sold to different places, Japan, Asia, or Europe.
直到地极。
To the ends of the earth.
我们需要有这样开阔的眼界。
We need to have this broadened horizon.
弟兄姐妹，让我们为基督的缘故，能够怀抱更大的理想、梦想，更大的眼界，更广阔的视线。
Brothers and sisters, for the sake of Christ, let us embrace this broadened horizon, the desire or this widened dream, the big dream that Jesus have given to us.
然后他说：“你要做我的见证。”
And then finally, he said, "You need to be my witness. Witness him."
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要深入的理解这一点哈。
We need to really need to deeply understand this part.
对很多现代的信徒来说，所谓传福音哈，一般的概念已经离不开了啊，要请别人来教会。
So most of the time we will invite person. This is a common way we share the gospel is to invite people to come to the church.
或者是说，哎，快来给他解释一下什么是福音桥，什么是罗马路哈。
Or we explain to him what is the gospel bridge, a bridge or the Roman road.
哎，快来，乖乖的坐下来听我讲这个。
Oh, come and sit down and listen to my sharing of gospel.
慢慢下来呢，传福音呢，这好像变成了好像是一个很公式化的一个套路。
Then at the end, this sharing gospel become a routine.Or it's a formula.
好像我们的目的就只需要让人做一个罪人的祷告，搞定。
Just like that, we need to lead him until we made a decision prayer to follow Jesus. That is our goal. And done.
弟兄姐妹要小心哈。
Be careful, brother and sister.
要留意哈。
We need to be very careful.
到底你是在传扬一个宗教，还是在传扬一个活的主啊？
So are we sharing the real gospel, the living savior, or are we just sharing a religion?
你在推行一个信仰的观念，还是在传达一个生命啊？
Are you selling a thing, or you sharing a life?
耶稣的吩咐是我们做他的见证啊。
Jesus' command is we are his witness.
你不是在做一个，你不是为一个宗教来做见证啊。
We are not witnessing for religion.
你不是在为一个教会做见证啊。
You are not witnessing for a church.
你是为一个昨天、今天、明天都是一样的活着的主耶稣啊。
You are witnessing for the living Savior who is yes, who is, who was, who is, and who.Same from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
有的见证，我告诉你，有的见证需要你用口说出来的，你必须要把它给说出来。
Sometimes you need really, you need to learn how to verbally share the gospel because sometimes it requires your verbal communication of gospel.
有的见证呢，需要你用生命把它活出来的。
And some witnesses requires you your action to act out that witness.
那我们就把它活出来。
And then we live out that witness.
有的人他需要见，他需要你来见证耶稣的公义。
Sometimes people need you to witness his just.
哦，就把公义活出来。
So you need to live out his just.
有的人需要你见证耶稣的怜悯。
Sometimes some people need you to live out God's mercy.
那你就把怜悯的心呈现出来给他。
So you need to live out your merciful heart.
有一些人他需要见证耶稣是医治的。
So sometimes people need to see God is a healer, Jesus is a healer.
你就随时的准备好帮人按手祷告。
So you need to prepare to lay hands on the sick.
哦，耶稣是一个什么样的神，我就用我整个人去做这样同样的见证。
So the what kind of God that the people want to see that we as a witness need to demonstrate that part to other people.
我的口说的话跟我的生命产生的行为是一致的。
There should be the my action and my speaking point should be in one accord.
是配合的。
Need to come together.
哦，弟兄姐妹，然后你就开始能够体验得到什么呢
？At the end, what you will experience?
为什么他说我就常与你们同在
？That's why he said at the end that I will be with you always.
正是因为他的同在
，just because he is with us.
继续的加添给你能力
，because of his presence, he's continued to draw his power on you.
继续的改变你自己的生命
，continue to transform your life,
让你能够有能力有一个新的生命去做更强的见证
，so that you have a new life, the power to witness for him.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
主祝福大家
，Let God bless all of you. God bless all of you.